Hey everyone, back here again, another discussion-based podcast. This is, the Optimized Capacity Podcast. My name is Nick, and today, or on these discussion-based podcasts, we review a topic, try to get in-depth with the big goal of, again, trying to have you leave with some practical advice, either if you're a trainer, a coach, or an individual with limitations. Hopefully you can pick up something that you can apply right away to improve your movement, reduce pain, maybe improve your program design or your long-term like wellness plan. The topic that I want to talk about today are warning signs. Warning signs that you have significant movement issues, or if you keep blowing off the warning signs, inevitably something's going to give, or your issue is going to become significant enough where you're going to have to reduce activity, reduce volume, stop doing whatever you've been doing. This can be tricky, right? So, usually I think this is a Gray Cook statement is, you know, they use the screen as the vital signs of movements, the functional movement screen. So say what you want to say about the functional movement screen. Yes, it doesn't predict injury. Yes, it doesn't correlate to sports performance or athletic performance. But I think its biggest strength is it's a data point of movement that you can track. It gives you some form of objective way to track, either initiate or observe movement, and then track progress to changes in movement. So what I want to go over are some subjective, some more objective signs, as well as some activity-related signs that, hey, you know, this isn't just an ache, a strain, inflammation, and something that's going to build and make you worse. I think we're kidding ourselves if you think you're going to live life pain-free for the foreseeable future. Maybe if you're 12 or you're fairly young or you've been blessed with good movement, but for most of us, we have pain on some level somewhere in our body the majority of the time. The issue is not are you pain-free, but are you dysfunctional enough where you lack efficient movement, lack efficient strength or support, and can't hold yourself into decent postures. So to initiate that, what are some symptoms that are okay to push through that you know you're not going to turn a yellow light into a red light and really have issues? So, you know, the general rule of thumb is pressure, throb, ache, even a little bit of restricted motion where you can't get as deep as you would normally get or get as high as you would normally get. Those are all things of, yes, you probably have some sort of dysfunction going on, but not a dysfunction where if you press through it, it's going to lead to significant issues. If you're doing an activity and you have, hopefully this makes sense, like a sharp pain, a pain that's shooting where it starts in your butt and shoots down your leg. If you have a pain that persists once you relax, so if you're squatting, something kind of aches, hurts, you finish the squat and it continues to ache, hurt, those are all signs that whatever you're doing is probably inflammatory. And if you keep doing it, that inflammation is going to build and truly become a dysfunction. The other one is if normally, let's just talk about knees, normally you can get your heel to your butt and bend your knee to full end range flexion. If you do your workout, finish your workout, and now you've lost your knee range of motion and it lasts that way for 10, 15 minutes, likely what you're doing again is inflammatory. So sharp shooting, almost like radicular pain, pain that persists even after you're done with activities, those are all warning signs that, hey, whatever you're pushing through is probably not something you want to continue to push through. What are some then maybe subjective things you might hear or complain of that are warning signs of like, hey, this isn't going as well as it should? One would be vital signs, like literal vital signs. So if your blood pressure is constantly elevated, if you track heart rate variability and it's constantly elevated or variable, if your stress levels throughout the roof, those are all indications that something either systemically or locally is dysfunctional. It doesn't tell you what, but it tells you that your body is fighting something and trying to counter it. And that might be you're not sleeping enough, but it can also be that you have degenerative disc disease and a nerve impingement, and your body's kind of fighting to stabilize around that dysfunction. Other subjective complaints of something that's more than just a general ache is the individual has been doing whatever workout program for 4 to 6 weeks, not getting stronger, not moving better, not improving their range of motion. That means that likely strength isn't the issue, and there's something truly going on that's driving that, right? You can't strengthen dysfunction. So if you keep adding load to a dysfunctional segment and the body's not accommodating and improving, whatever is dysfunctional is severe enough where you just can't blow it off. The other warning sign subjectively you might hear is rest-related pain. I sit for a while, my heel starts hurting. I wake up with pain in the morning. The days I don't work out, I have more pain than the days that I do work out. The other subjective thing is the surgical history, right? So if you had a meniscectomy, if you had a microdiscectomy, if you had a labral repair and you're getting a low-grade throb and something that kind of persists with rest, you're not making progress in your training, those are usually indicative that you still have some persistent dysfunction. One of the most prominent stats or research things shows that the best indicator of injury is previous injury. So even though the surgery might have healed, the trauma might have healed, doesn't mean they've necessarily regained all their function and all the neuromuscular control, range of motion of the joint. So again, previous injury, pain at rest, significant change to vitals, those are all good subjective reports that you probably have something more serious going on than just someone working out too much or just general aches and strains. So we talked about activity-based measures. We talked about subjective-based measures. What are some objective things that if you have this going on, again, it's probably not just tension. There's something more serious. Again, a warning sign. So there's some general movements, right? You can break out every single joint in the body and find something that's stiff and try to validate that as limiting their deadlift or their run. But some general movement patterns that are indicative of some more significant dysfunction that can brew are more these, I call them like shotgun movements, where they're testing many things at once that if you have a kink in your arm are usually dysfunctional. One would be the toe touch. I don't care if you're 55 or 5, I don't care if you've had surgery or not, everybody should be able to somewhat touch their toes. That's usually an indication that if you can't, that you have some sort of stability issue going on that's your body's protecting itself and limiting posterior length or the ability to touch your toes. Another one should be, you should be able to get into a catcher squat. Obviously, if you're getting older, probably less of a possibility. But if you're 50 or younger, you should be able to let your heels come up off the ground, get into a really deep end range squat and not have any issues. Not have hip pinching, knee issues, ankle issues. If you can't get there, you have a kink in your armor that's going to brew and eventually lead to an issue. The other one are some general shoulder things. So one would be just like a sitting or standing abduction test. If you stay in pure abduction, where your arm's going sideways, not pitching forward, not pitching back, and you lean against a wall or you sit, and you can't almost get your arm all the way up to your ear, you have something going on in your upper quarter, your neck, your shoulder, the nerves, something's not moving well. And again, if you're gonna be doing a bunch of overhead work or push-ups or upper body things, eventually something's gonna give, a warning sign. Toe touch, catcher squat, shoulder abduction. Another one would just be cervical rotation. So your spine is one unit. It moves as a unit, even though there's different nerves that come off of it. Cervical rotation being significantly limited, twisting one way or the other, is a sign that there's something wrong either with your neck, with your spine, with your nerves, with your shoulder that are indicative of dysfunction. So those would all be just general warning signs. Obviously, you can break out into the intrinsics of things, but if you're a trainer, someone has some of those subjective complaints of pain at rest and then they're stressed, you've had them watch their touch their toes, but now their toe touch is half of what it used to be. You watch them breathe and they're breathing through their neck and their upper chest. Their squat form's reducing. Don't just blow that off to, hey, they maybe didn't sleep, or hey, they need more training. Try to step back and think about what's going on. Maybe you have a medical professional near you in the gym. Maybe they can kind of back you up and try to tease it out more. Maybe you have them start tracking their vitals. Maybe you use a screen of your own sort to see if you're making changes. But I think one of the biggest issues that we'll see is people have these warning signs and they just blow them up to aging, or chalk them up to aging or whatever, running too much, where we should try to appreciate these things. And being healthy and functional is a lifelong thing, not a short-term thing. So people work on things when they're in pain, but they kind of lose track of it. Inevitably, that happens. But you need to develop a lifelong wellness plan that incorporates basic movement patterns and ensuring you don't lose it, or eventually, again, something's going to tick and something's going to explode and you're eventually going to have pain. You know, usually people think, hey, it's that one time they bent over and picked up the shoe and that's the reason why they back hurt. But it's the prior 10 years of blowing off warning signs, moving like crud, sitting all day, and that was just the final straw. You know, and the trend these days with COVID and Zoom meetings and things is people will sit for 6 hours, but they still want to work out as hard as they used to, so they'll go right into a high-intensity workout or a long-mileage run, and they're basically running in this reduced state, this decrepit system. You get away with it for a little bit, but you got to earn the right to run, earn the right to work out, and appreciate these warning signs. So, again, hopefully you learned a thing or two. Try to listen to your body. Try to listen to your clients. Track. You know, they say you can't train what you're not testing, so ideally you have some sort of intake, subjective, objective, regardless of your profession. Even if you're training individually, if you're trying to build a program or track progress, do your own self-test of testing your deadlift strength, your squat strength, whatever you want to be looking at, your 1 minute mile. That way you can track progress and also see if you're regressing. Appreciate you listening. Again, share, feedback. Appreciate all the support and more fun content to come. All right, take care.